the hearts of your apostles and open the eyes of all.
That believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. If they take up serpents or deadly things, it shall not harm them. And after they said this, he was taken up into heaven and set at the right hand of the Father. Watch over his church. Whatever you confess that he is to you, that's what he confesses before the Father. From whence he shall come, his power, his glory. And the disciples went forth everywhere, preaching the Lord, working with them, confirming the word, with signs following. St. Mark 16. How wonderful he is, how glorious he is. No greater time in the world than this for Baptist. Just to remain right there. The boys will be out in a few moments. Candidates has heard the voice of the resurrected Christ. As a woman stood in her head for seeing Grant come in to take Richmond. She was a foreigner. She said, "My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Someday he shall come. All of our sorrows will be over then. This is a marvelous day, a day for the resurrection." While he was, the Spirit of the Lord said, "Go near to the chariot." And here was the eunuch reading the scripture, Isaiah 40. "All we like sheep have gone astray, and God has laid upon us the iniquity, upon him the iniquity of us all. But he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace is upon him. With his stripes we were healed." And Philip said, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" He said, "How can I let someone teach me?" So Philip got up on the chariot, and taking the same scripture, began to speak to him of the resurrection of Christ and his power. "I believe Christ is with him, don't you?" And the eunuch said, "Here's water. What does hinder me from being baptized?" As soon as he heard the message, he said, "Thou mayest, if thou believest with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind." He said, "I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Stop the chariot. It was time. You truly in your heart believe that he's the Son of God. He that believeth shall not be condemned. He stopped the chariot. Philip the eunuch went down into the water. Philip obeyed his commission by baptizing him. And when he did, the Spirit of the Lord called him away. They didn't see him anymore. He was 200 miles away. Amen. Dying one, now saved and filled with the Spirit. They were all shouting and screaming and carrying on. The Holy Spirit was falling. Next thing was baptism after conversion. Acts, the second chapter, the 37th verse. "And when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Man, brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promises to you and to your children, and to them that fall, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Heavenly Father, 1900 years since the scripture has been written, and your promise is still moving on. And now, Lord, here's these young people young lady standing here to my right, they've accepted you as their Savior. They believe the gospel story. To my left, Lord, is my little nephew Melvin and my own boy. Oh, God. If it's possible this morning, if two mothers could be called to look over the banister and look down and see their boys now. Oh, how happy I am, Lord. Oh, to know that you answer prayer. That poor little mother Ruth, she's gone on years ago, but her prayer's answered now. She prayed that he would love you and serve you. He's making you stand this morning. To these others, their mothers, maybe it's gone on, Lord. We don't know. Thou does. But whatever. Answer prayer. And now, dear Father, as your humble servant, a minister of the gospel, I'm going forward to perform my duty as a priest. God have mercy. And as I baptize them with the water, may the Holy Spirit seal Christ into their heart. And may as they come up out of the water, as you come up on the Easter morning, as may they raise from the watery grave this chilly cold water, may someday, if they go to rest in the grave, may the clay cloths break, the tombstone roll back. They'll be reunited again, Lord, with their loved ones in the kingdom with our Lord Jesus Christ, who made all this possible. May each one go with a full memory, the full assurance of what they're doing, that they're moving forward now, believing this story to be true. He said, he that believeth shall not be condemned. I am the resurrection life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Here's their faith, their testimony. Lord, as I baptize them into the fellowship of this church, Lord, baptize them into the fellowship of thy beloved Son by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you each as you go to your room. Confessing his faith, going down in the name of the Lord Jesus, believing that Jesus died and rose again this morning. Going into him, may God bless him and make a preacher out of him, my prayer, to carry the word of life to the dying nation. Let us bow our heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, have mercy, dear Father. Look at this poor little boy standing here. If it's possible, we don't know the rim of the boy. If it's possible, Lord, may his mother in the land of there realize this morning that her dear boy now is coming to the Lord Jesus. Going in this old chilly grave, knowing that someday the cross will move from off his face and he'll come forward the resurrection. God bless him and make a great man out of him, Lord. So glorify your name. I love him, Lord. I believe you if you call him someday. I pray that you'll give him all eternal life, Lord. If it be thy will, make a minister out of him to preach the word. Hear my prayer, Lord. As thou hast commissioned us to go into all the world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Along the confession of your faith and your faith in the Son of God, I baptize thee, my beloved brother, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ. No matter how much I turned him down or what I did, he was my buddy just the same. That's a real friend. That's not a dry weather friend. That's a friend who sticks by you right or wrong. I'm happy this morning for Brother Matthew. I'm happy that he chose this day. I little did I know he would do it. But he has chosen this day the resurrection. Accepting Jesus as his Savior, believing in his resurrection, and testifying before the people this morning that he believes in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, accepting him as his Savior, and now to be baptized. I just know standing out there that you will be baptized. Other than that, God bless you, my dear brother. I pray that God will fill him with the Holy Spirit and just do great things with him. His place down there has been one constant place for ministers. Anything, ministers just come by to help themselves with what he has. Good heart and good nature in his wife and children. I pray God will just bless them above and more now. While we pray now, you bow your head.
Name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.